Chapter 1. Your driver's license. Who is a resident? You must reside in Michigan and have established that you are legally present in the state to be considered a Michigan resident. Under state law, the Secretary of State cannot issue an original driver's license or state identification card to anyone who is not a legal Michigan resident. New Michigan residents. If you are a new Michigan resident, you must immediately title and register your vehicle at a Secretary of State office. You will turn in the vehicle's title or proof of ownership from your previous home state. If you have a driver's license or state identification card from another state, you may use it until your Michigan residency is established. Once residency is established, visit a Secretary of State office to apply for a Michigan driver's license or state ID card. The Secretary of State will contact your previous home state to obtain your driving record, which then becomes part of your Michigan driving record. If your out-of-state driver's license is suspended or revoked, you must contact your previous state to clear any outstanding issues before your application for a Michigan license will be accepted. When your application for a Michigan license is accepted, your out-of-state driver's license will be invalidated and returned to you. Michigan law allows drivers to hold only one valid driver's license at a time. Licensing requirements. You must meet certain requirements before a Michigan driver's license can be issued. The requirements for obtaining a license vary depending on the type of license, group designator, or endorsement needed. Specialized licenses, such as a chauffeur's license or commercial driver license, may require additional testing and a background check. Please make sure you have the correct documents before visiting a Secretary of State office to apply for a license. You will not be issued a Michigan license if you have never been issued a driver's license by any state or country, and you have two or more convictions for moving violations in your driving record within 3 years of the date that you apply for a license. To apply for a license, there can be no more than one conviction in your driving record within 3 years of your application date. Michigan licenses, designators, and endorsements. Operator's license. Basic Michigan driver's license. Chauffeur's license. You must be at least age 16. A chauffeur's license is required if you are employed for the principal purpose of operating a motor vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 10,000 pounds or more, operating a motor vehicle as a carrier of passengers or as a common or contract carrier of property, or operating a bus or a school bus. You must pass the written chauffeur's test. A commercial driver license also may be required, depending on the vehicle type or the gross vehicle weight rating. Commercial driver license. Required if you are operating a single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 pounds or more, operating a combination vehicle, towing a trailer or other vehicles with a GVWR of 10,001 pounds or more when the gross combination weight rating, GCWR, is 26,001 pounds or more, operating a vehicle designed to transport 16 or more people, including the driver, or carrying hazardous materials in amounts requiring placarding. Written knowledge tests and road tests are required. Group A, Group B and Group C designators, and endorsements T, P, N, H, X and S will be required depending on the type of commercial vehicle operated. Before you can operate commercial motor vehicles, you must be at least age 18, have been suspension-free for 36 months before the date of application and have the appropriate Michigan CDL group designation and your driver's license. Drivers between ages 18 and 21 can operate a commercial vehicle only in Michigan. You must be at least age 21 to drive a vehicle across state lines or to transport hazardous materials in amounts that require placarding. Requirements for testing and obtaining a CDL are available at michigan.gov/sos. A printed copy of the Michigan Commercial Driver License Manual is available at no cost at your local Secretary of State office or may be downloaded from michigan.gov/sos. Enhanced Driver's License allows you to re-enter the United States by land or sea from Canada, Mexico, Bermuda, and the Caribbean without the need to present any additional identity documents. Enhanced licenses and state IDs are also Real ID compliant. Graduated Driver License. Level 1, Level 2, and Level 3 licenses are issued as part of Michigan's driver education program for teens under age 18. Moped License. A valid operator or chauffeur's license may be used to operate a moped on Michigan roads. You are not eligible for a moped license if your operator or chauffeur's license is suspended, revoked, or denied. Unlicensed teens age 15 or older with parental approval may apply for a moped license at a Secretary of State office. Vision, written knowledge, and traffic sign tests will be given. Motorcycle endorsement. A motorcycle endorsement, CY, is required to operate a motorcycle on Michigan roads. Successful completion of a motorcycle rider education course or the written knowledge test and motorcycle skills test is required. A motorcycle rider education course is required for teens ages 16 to 17 and for adults who fail the motorcycle skills test twice. Recreational double R endorsement. Required for a pickup truck pulling a fifth-wheel trailer designed for recreational living purposes, with a second trailer attached to the rear of the fifth-wheel trailer. A knowledge test is required. Farmer endorsement. A specialized endorsement used by farming operations to move equipment, livestock, and produce. A general knowledge test and a combination vehicles test may be required. Michigan and Real ID. Beginning October 1, 2020, Michigan residents boarding a plane for domestic travel in the United States or entering certain federal facilities, military bases, and nuclear power plants must present a Real ID compliant document. Some examples of Real ID compliant documents include driver's licenses and state IDs issued by states that meet federal Real ID standards, and valid U.S. passports and passport cards. The Transportation Security Administration has a list of acceptable documents on its website at tsa.gov. You will know that a Michigan driver's license or state ID card is Real ID compliant because it has a star in a gold circle printed in the upper right-hand corner. Enhanced licenses and state ID cards that do not have a star on them are Real ID compliant and will be printed with a star when renewed or replaced. Applying for a Real ID compliant card is optional. You may not need a Real ID compliant license or state ID card if you do not fly and do not plan to enter certain federal facilities, military bases, and nuclear power plants. Have an acceptable alternative to a state-issued Real ID compliant driver's license or state ID card, such as a valid U.S. passport. There is no extra cost if you apply for a Real ID when renewing your driver's license or state ID card. If you apply for a Real ID compliant card at any other time, a duplicate card fee will be due. If you choose not to get a Real ID compliant card, your standard Michigan license or state ID card will have not for federal identification printed on it. Your card remains valid for driving, license, and may be used as identification for cashing checks, renting vehicles, purchasing age-restricted items, and entering casinos, license or state ID card. Moved to Michigan from another state or country. If you have moved to Michigan from another state or country, you should apply for a Michigan license as soon as you have established residency. You will need to bring the following documents to a Secretary of State office. More information about each of these is found later in Chapter 1. Proof of a Social Security Number. Proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence. Proof of your identity. Proof of Michigan residency. After your documents are approved, a vision test will be given. You also may be required to take a written knowledge test, obtain a temporary instruction permit, and pass a driving skills test. Other tests may be required depending on the type of license. If you are from another U.S. state, Canada, Germany, or the Republic of Korea, South Korea, you may convert your driver's license to a Michigan license without the written knowledge test, TIP, or driving skills test. If you have an expired foreign driver's license or an out-of-state license that has been expired for at least 4 years, you will have to apply for a TIP and pass a driving skills test before a Michigan license may be issued. For more information about obtaining a TIP, please read the section titled The Temporary Instruction Permit in this chapter. Your photograph will be taken. A license fee will be due. Fees will vary depending on the license type and the addition of any endorsements or group designators. Your new Michigan license should arrive in the mail in about 3 weeks. Under 18 graduated driver licensing. If you are under age 18, you must successfully pass graduated driver licensing. This requirement is waived if you have had a valid license from another state for more than a year. Parents and guardians should check with their insurance agent about the appropriate coverage for their teen driver. Under graduated driver licensing, you must complete 2 segments of driver education instruction and meet the requirements for each of the 3 licensing levels. Driving privileges are increased at each new licensing level as you gain greater skill and confidence. GDL ends when you turn age 18. Driver Education Segment 1. You must be at least 14 years, 8 months and have your parent or guardian's permission to start Segment 1. Segment 1 requires at least 24 hours of classroom instruction, a minimum of 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction, a minimum of 4 hours of observation time in a training vehicle and a minimum of 70% on the Segment 1 state exam. GDL Level 1 License. To apply for a Level 1 license, you must be at least 14 years, 9 months old, visit a Secretary of State office with your parent or legal guardian, pass the vision and health standards, and present the following documents: Segment 1 Certificate of Completion, proof of a valid Social Security number, or a letter of ineligibility, proof of legal presence, proof of identity and proof of Michigan residency. The last 4 requirements are discussed later in this chapter. Once the Level 1 license is issued, you may only drive with a licensed parent, guardian or designated, licensed adult age 21 or older seated in the front seat next to you. The designated adult also will need a signed letter of authorization from the parent or guardian. You are required to keep a driving log that tracks your supervised driving time. You must complete 50 hours, including 10 hours at night, before taking the driving skills test. You are prohibited by Kelsey's Law from using a cell phone while driving. Driver Education Segment 2. The requirements for taking Segment 2 are as follows. You must present a driving log of at least 30 hours of supervised driving time, including a minimum of 2 hours at night, with your parent, guardian or designated adult. You must have held your Level 1 license for at least 3 consecutive months. Segment 2 consists of a minimum of 6 hours of classroom instruction. You must pass the Segment 2 state exam with a minimum of 70%. Driving skills test. You must be at least age 15 and have completed Segment 2, along with a minimum of 50 hours of supervised driving time, including 10 hours at night. You must have held your GDL Level 1 license for at least 6 months. You will need to present your completed driving log, your Level 1 license, Segment 2 certificate of completion, along with insurance and registration for the vehicle you will be driving during the test. Driving skills tests are given by third-party testing organizations approved by the Secretary of State. More information about the driving skills tests is found later in this chapter. GDL Level 2 License. You must be at least age 16 and have held your Level 1 license for at least 6 months. You must have no violations, at-fault crashes or suspensions in your driving record for the 90 days preceding your license application. You must also present proof of legal presence, usually an original, certified birth certificate, and the driving skills test certificate. Level 2 license restrictions prohibit you from driving between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless one of the following applies. You are accompanied by a parent, guardian or designated, licensed adult age 21 or older, or you are driving to and from either a school-sanctioned event or employment. You may not have more than one passenger under the age of 21 in the vehicle with you at any time unless one of the following applies: your parent, guardian or a licensed, designated adult age 21 or older is in the vehicle with you, the passengers are members of your immediate family or they are accompanying you to and from an authorized activity or job. Under Kelsey's Law, you may not use a cell phone while driving, except for emergencies. Violators may be fined up to $295. GDL Level 3 License. You must be at least age 17 and have held the Level 2 license for at least 6 months. You must have driven 12 consecutive months without a moving violation, an at-fault crash, a license suspension or a violation of any of the GDL restrictions. There are no state-imposed license restrictions for the Level 3 license, although parents may request to delay advancing their teen to a Level 3 license if the parent feels the teen is not yet ready. 18 and older, never been licensed. If you are age 18 or older and have never been licensed, you will have to apply for a temporary instruction permit at a Secretary of State office and successfully pass a driving skills test administered by a third-party testing organization. Study what every driver must know in the driving skills test study guide to prepare for the written knowledge test and the driving skills test. Copies are available at Secretary of State offices and online at michigan.gov/SOS. Visit a Secretary of State office and apply for ATIP. You must present the following documents. More information about each of these follows this section. Proof of a valid Social Security number. Proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence. Proof of identity. Proof of Michigan residency. After you have passed the written knowledge test and vision test, and paid the tip fee, your tip is issued. You must practice driving with a licensed adult for at least 30 days before taking a driving skills test. Once you pass the driving skills test, you may return to a Secretary of State office to finish your application for your driver's license. Your photograph will be taken. A license fee will be due. Fees will vary depending on the license type. Your new Michigan license should arrive in the mail in about 3 weeks. Providing your Social Security number. State and federal laws require the Secretary of State to collect Social Security numbers to verify U.S. citizenship or legal presence and to assist in child support collection. A letter of ineligibility from the Social Security Administration must be presented if you do not have a Social Security number and wish to obtain a driver's license or ID card. The letter can be no more than 30 days old. All Social Security information will be verified. For questions about Social Security or to replace a lost Social Security card, contact the SSA at 800-772-1213, voice, 800-325-0778, TTY, or visit the SSA website at ssa.gov for more information and to request a Social Security card online. Providing proof of legal presence. To apply for a driver's license or state ID card, valid proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence in the United States must be presented. Some of the documents that may be provided as proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence include a certified copy of your birth certificate with a raised seal that was issued by a government unit in the United States or U.S. territory, a valid, unexpired U.S. passport or a certificate of citizenship or naturalization, a permanent resident card, or an employment authorization card. The first and last names and date of birth on the legal presence and identity documents should match. If your current legal name is different from the name on your birth certificate or legal presence document, you must show legal proof of the name change, such as an original marriage license, divorce decree, or court order for each time the name was changed. Providing proof of identity. You must also provide proof of identity when applying for a driver's license or state ID card. Only original documents will be accepted. Photocopies or faxes cannot be used. More than one document may be required. Out-of-state and Canadian applicants may use their out-of-state or Canadian driver's license as proof of identity. Licenses expired for less than 4 years will be accepted. Providing proof of residency. Before your driver's license or state ID card application can be processed, you must present proof that you are a Michigan resident. At least two documents must be provided. Acceptable documents include a utility bill, credit card bill or account statement issued within the last 90 days, pay stub, earnings statement, mortgage, rental or lease agreement, or an insurance policy. Residency documents in a family member's name may be used if the family relationship can be established by other forms of documented proof. Physical standards. The Secretary of State office staff will ask you a few general health questions as part of the screening procedure. Your application may be denied pending a re-examination with additional medical information should there be any question about your physical condition and your ability to operate a motor vehicle safely. Vision and knowledge tests. You will be given a vision test to determine if your vision meets minimum standards. If corrective lenses, such as glasses or contact lenses, are needed to pass the test, your driver's license will indicate you must wear them while driving. If you fail the vision test, your eye care specialist must complete a vision statement documenting that you meet the vision standards. Sometimes driving limitations, such as daylight driving only, will be required based on the vision statement and other information acquired by the Secretary of State. If you are required to take a knowledge test for your original operator or chauffeur's license, or a commercial driver license, Arrive at the Secretary of State office at least 1 hour before closing to allow enough time to complete the test. If you have difficulty speaking or reading English, branch office staff will provide a list of available foreign language interpreters. Foreign language interpreters may be used on all written tests, except CDL knowledge tests. Knowledge tests are available in many languages. Please contact the Department of State Information Center at 888-SOS-MISH 767-6424 in advance to obtain a list of interpreters. Hearing impaired customers can request a sign language interpreter or use an interpreter they know. The Temporary Instruction Permit. A temporary instruction permit is valid for 180 days. It allows you to practice driving with a licensed adult before taking the driving skills test. ATIP is issued to people who have never been licensed, who have a foreign license and wish to get a Michigan license, or whose license has been expired for at least 4 years and wish to reapply. To apply for ATIP, present the following at your local Secretary of State office. Proof of Social Security number. Proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence. Proof of identity. Proof of Michigan residency. In addition, you must pass a vision test and meet health standards set by the Secretary of State. Pass the written knowledge and road sign tests. Pay the TIP fee. After obtaining your TIP, practice driving. You must complete a minimum of 30 days of practice driving on a TIP before taking the driving skills test. You are encouraged to enroll in an adult driver education course before taking the driving skills test. Courses are taught by professional, certified instructors and include supervised driving time on a driving range in the road. Check online for driver education providers in your area or visit the driver education provider's webpage on the Secretary of State website at michigan.gov/SOS. Pass a driving skills test. The driving skills test will be given by a third-party testing organization approved by the Secretary of State. Take your driving skills test certificate, TIP and identity document to your local Secretary of State office. Your photograph will be taken. You will be issued a temporary operator's permit. The top allows you to drive until your new Michigan driver's license arrives in the mail. In some instances, because of medical conditions or other reasons, restrictions may be placed in your driver's license. If any special licensing conditions are required, these conditions or restrictions will be printed on the driver's license. Drivers licensed for the first time are placed on probation for a minimum of 3 years. The Motorcycle TIP. The Motorcycle Temporary Instruction Permit gives new riders an opportunity to practice riding on public roads under the constant supervision of an experienced motorcyclist before taking the motorcycle skills test. The motorcycle TIP is a transitory tool used to obtain the Michigan motorcycle endorsement. It is not meant to be used in place of a motorcycle endorsement. A motorcycle TIP is good for 180 days. Only 2 motorcycle TIP will be issued to a rider in a 10-year period. To apply for a motorcycle TIP, you must be at least age 16. Hold a valid Michigan driver's license. Pass the vision test and motorcycle knowledge test. Pay the TIP fee. The motorcycle TIP places certain restrictions in you for your safety. Whenever you ride, you must be under the constant visual supervision of a licensed motorcycle operator who is at least age 18. You are not allowed to ride at night or carry passengers. Driving skills test. You will need to take a driving skills test if you are applying for a Level 2 license under graduated driver licensing. You are age 18 or older, have never been licensed, and are applying for an original license. Your last driver's license has been expired for more than 4 years. You hold a driver's license from a country other than Canada, Germany, or the Republic of Korea, South Korea. Eligibility requirements for taking a driving skills test differ depending on your age. If you are younger than age 18, you must have completed Segment 2 of driver education. Your log showing that you have completed at least 50 hours of supervised driving, including 10 hours at night. Driving logs are available in the parent's supervised driving guide or through the free mobile app Road Ready. Held a Level 1 license for at least 6 months. not had any convictions, civil infractions, license suspensions or at-fault crashes during the 90-day period immediately preceding your driving skills test and application for your Level 2 license. If you are age 18 or older, you must obtain a temporary instruction permit before taking a driving skills test. A 30-day practice period may be required. Driving skills tests are administered by independent third-party testing organizations approved by the Secretary of State. A list of approved third-party testing organizations is available at all Secretary of State offices and from the Secretary of State website. Be sure to ask the third-party testing organization you choose about its pricing policies before scheduling your test. The Secretary of State does not set driving skills test fees or pricing policies. Applicants who are hearing impaired or not fluent in English may use an interpreter during the driving skills test. Interpreters are not allowed during either the written knowledge tests or the driving skills test for a commercial driver license. The interpreter will be required to present photo identification to the examiner and may only interpret the instructions as the examiner gives them. Lists of approved sign language and foreign language interpreters are available through the department. Applicants may also bring their own interpreter. For more information, please call the Department of State Information Center at 888-SOS-MISH-767-6424. The first part of the driving skills test requires you to pass a series of off-street, closed-course maneuvers followed by an on-road driving skills test. After passing the first part, you must then pass an on-road driving test to receive your driving skills certificate. The driving skills test includes urban, expressway, rural highway, and residential driving. Complete study information is provided in the Driving Skills Test Study Guide available at any Secretary of State office or on the Secretary of State website. You should review this study guide thoroughly before taking the driving skills test. Restricted license due to a health condition. When applying for or renewing a driver's license, you may be asked to provide a physician's statement of examination. A physician's statement is needed for any physical or mental infirmity, impairment, disability or disease that may affect your ability to drive safely. A physician's statement also is required if the Secretary of State has reason to believe you have had a fainting spell, blackout, seizure or other loss of consciousness in the preceding 6 months. For a chauffeur's license or a commercial driver license, you must not have had any blackouts, fainting spells or seizures within the last 12 months. A vision statement may also be requested in some cases. A physician or physician's assistant licensed in Michigan or another state must complete the physician's statement. The physician or physician's assistant must accurately describe your condition, including any disability or illness, and any medications you have been taking. The form must be returned to the Secretary of State Traffic Safety Programs Division, where the physician's statement will be reviewed to determine if you meet Michigan's physical and mental standards. An unrestricted driver's license may be issued if a physician's statement does not indicate a physical or mental impairment is present and if all other standards are met. If a physician's statement indicates a serious physical or mental condition at the time you renew your driver's license, you will be required to attend a driver re-examination. During the re-examination, your ability to operate a motor vehicle safely will be evaluated. Every effort will be made to help you keep your driver's license and continue to drive safely. If you have such a condition and are renewing your license, please begin the renewal process several weeks before your license expires to allow adequate time for processing. If a restricted driver's license is issued because of a disability or illness, a periodic driver re-examination may be required. Probationary license program. New drivers, including teen drivers under graduated driver licensing, are placed on probation for a minimum of 3 years. The probationary period is a way for the Secretary of State to monitor the driving performance of new drivers. Probation is a separate program from GDL, but works like GDL to encourage new drivers to reduce their crash risk and drive safely. Changing information in your license. It is important that your driver's license shows your correct name and residential address. If you need to change your name on your driver's license, you must first change your name with the Social Security Administration. Present your proof of name change along with your valid driver's license to the SSA. Allow at least 3 business days for the SSA website to update before visiting a Secretary of State office. At the branch office, present your license and proof of the name change, such as a marriage certificate, divorce decree or legal name change document. The name change will be processed and a new driver's license will be issued for a fee. Michigan law requires that your driver's license address corresponds to your residence address and matches the address and your voter identification card. You may submit a change of address online at expresssos.com, at a Secretary of State office or by mail. There is no charge for this service. ExpressSOS.com is a convenient and secure option for changing your address online. A change of address submitted online will affect all Secretary of State files associated with your name, including your driver's license or state ID card, vehicle records and voter registration, as well as transactions in your online shopping cart. If you are submitting a change of address at a branch office, bring your driver's license. Your driver's license will be updated with your new address. You also may submit a change of address by mail. Change of address forms are available on the Secretary of State website. Complete the form and mail it to the address provided. When you submit a change of address in person or by mail, the procedures for updating your voter registration address also will be explained. Your driver's license may be suspended or revoked if you fail to change your address with the Secretary of State. Renewing your license. Your driver's license is usually valid for 4 years and expires in your birthday in the year shown on the license's upper right corner. If you are younger than age 21, your driver's license expires in your 21st birthday. To remind you to renew your driver's license, the Secretary of State sends a renewal notice about 45 days before expiration. The renewal notice is sent to the address listed on department records. Text and email reminders are available if you provide the department with your email address or mobile phone number. Do not let your driver's license expire unless you will no longer be driving. Driving without a valid license is illegal. If you renew your operator's license after its expiration date, you will pay a late fee in addition to the regular renewal fee. A driver's license will not be renewed if your driving record shows 3 or more unpaid parking tickets or if your driver's license has been suspended or revoked. A renewal application also may be denied if you have failed to provide a valid Social Security number or letter of ineligibility from the Social Security Administration in proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence. When renewing your driver's license at a Secretary of State office, a vision screening will be given. A new photograph also will be taken. Cash, checks and money orders as well as Discover, MasterCard and Visa debit and credit cards are accepted at Secretary of State offices. Find the office nearest you by using the department's online branch office locator. The decision to stop driving. Choosing to give up your privilege to drive can be difficult. There are many questions to consider when making this decision. How comfortable do you feel when driving? Do you feel it is becoming too risky to drive? Do you get lost frequently or forget where you are going? Are you worried that your health or medications are adversely affecting your driving? Have you had one or more close calls or a serious crash? Your decision is important because it not only involves your independence but your safety and the safety of others on the road. There are a number of organizations that have publications and resources available to help you decide when it may be time to give up driving. Aging drivers, their families and the professionals who work with them are invited to visit the Safe Drivers Smart Options Keys to Lifelong Mobility website at michigan.gov/agingdriver. Developed by a consortium of state and private entities, this website is an online resource for active older drivers and for those who need to limit their driving and find other transportation choices. Website visitors will find useful information such as how to assess driving skills, transition to driving retirement, and identify alternative transportation options in their area. The website includes a PDF of the booklet Michigan's Guide for Aging Drivers and Their Families. The booklet is also available in Secretary of State offices. When you make the decision to give up driving, return your driver's license to a Secretary of State office and apply for a state identification card. A state ID card is used in place of the driver's license for identification purposes. Free identification cards are provided to those who are legally blind, drivers 65 or older who voluntarily relinquish their driver's license, and drivers whose driving privilege is suspended, revoked, or denied due to a physical or mental disability.